This was the site of one of the most gruesome and barbaric acts ever recorded in the fossil record. The bodies were piled on top of each other, and the earth literally ran red with blood. In order to keep from sinking into the mud, I think the Allosauruses were actually standing on their victims while they ripped them apart. And that's why so many of the bones were crushed and broken.
Given that Allosaurus was the dominant predator, why were so many Allosaurus bones found in the lake bed? It's likely that while drinking, many Allosaurus also became stranded. But why would so many Allosaurus gather in the same place at the same time?
Interesting that with Allosaurus, we find, in some cases, large accumulations of Allosaurus bones. And so when we see large accumulations, it makes us wonder what's going on. Did these animals live in large groups? We might even call them flocks, considering they're closely related to birds. Or were they together for some other reason? An interesting parallel that is compelling in many ways is what we see at the La Brea Tar Pits in California. Many of the fossils that we find there are of predatory animals, of wolves and predatory birds and things like that. The La Brea Tar Pits we regard as a baited trap. Animals get stuck in there and the predators are lured in.
Hundreds of Allosaurus skeletons, but only a single Ceratosaurus. There's no doubt which predator ruled this Jurassic lake bed. This new evidence offers more information about what happened when Allosaurus arrived on the scene.
First, we look at whatever evidence we do have, and then we look at the behavior of modern animals and apply that to those prehistoric creatures. By doing this, it gives us a realistic version of things with science to help back it up.
A trapped baby Stegosaurus eaten alive by the Ceratosaurus. The smell of fresh blood drifted downwind into the path of approaching Allosaurus.
These Allosaurus hunt in packs because it allows them to bring down much larger prey. They use their incredible sense of smell like a prehistoric homing device. Their keen sense of smell tells them that there's an adult and juvenile Stegosaurus about 100 yards ahead. But they also pick up the very distinct scent of a Ceratosaurus, and this is the hated enemy of Allosaurus.